You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Troy Chu grew up in Southern California, where he wasn't formally trained in art. In fact, one teacher tried to discourage him from painting. But that didn't stop Troy from fulfilling his passion. Now he's an award-winning artist whose paintings have been featured in exhibits around the Bay Area. Troy's artwork is Black urban Afro-diasporic culture meets European painting traditions. He's also inspired by hip-hop and Black English vernacular, or slang. Troy currently has a solo show called Yada de Mean. It's running at the Cult Art Gallery in San Francisco. Troy Chu spoke with KELW's Janae Darden.
Were you that kid where, because you could draw, everybody would ask you to draw stuff for them?
Still to this day, yeah. Like back then, they used to have me like draw their names on the front of their notebooks and stuff. Yeah.
You have a series called Slanguage. I love that term. Can you talk about the beauty that you see in, you know, Ebonics or Black English and how that comes across on the canvas?
Yeah. Firstly, like, Ebonics or slang, I love it. It's just, it's English that is not popular until it becomes popular and is still considered slang because it came from people of color or Black people to be specific. But like, yeah, anything, a lot of cool stuff comes from our culture and then it becomes popular, including the words.
Okay, I saw you had a painting and I saw like some government cheese on there. And I said, I said, anybody that make government cheese in the art, they got me. You celebrate the hood. You know, you celebrate hood culture, grills and government cheese, right? You know, honoring, you know, those of us, that's all we could afford, you know, growing up. So honoring, you know, and just how we're creative even out of poverty. But then you bridge it within these traditional European art forms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, firstly, like, they're always coded. And like, looking at the paintings that refer to like cheese or bread or cabbage, that's all references to money. But like, yeah, I had to use government cheese because it like just completed the idea, you know? But I'll even mess around and use like blue cheese just to like throw it off a little bit because it's still, because rappers, like I've heard E-40 say Gouda in a song and that's like some smoked nice cheese. And it's like, okay, that's a different kind of money, I guess. But that it's not that government cheese money, but it's a different kind of cheese, you know? But yeah, definitely thinking about like the codedness in the language. But then like the Flemish and like Dutch still lifes, I like those a lot because they, well, I was just kind of naturally drawn to them because like as a kid or growing up, that's the only still lifes we see like in class. They were also using coded language, like the dead flowers were representing death. The grapes represented something to them. I kind of like took that like look at painting and like preserving the culture kind of and preserving the words really because we have this metaphorical way of speaking when we create slang. So I just decided to, yeah, create a visual lexicon and put it into a painting.
You know, the pandemic, I've interviewed people and their artistry has evolved during 2020. I saw one painting you had and you were like, this is what the year felt like. And it was just all this chaos. And what was interesting about it were there were animals on the table and animals in the kitchen. And I thought about, I was like, Black people don't play that with having animals in the kitchen. And so when I saw that, when I saw that, like, that was very, that sent a strong message, you know, about just how you were feeling. How has 2020 like affected you as an artist, or have you seen your art evolve?
Yeah, I would say I was always like a studio hound, so I'm always like in here from like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But since the pandemic, I haven't like there, I can't go anywhere else other than the studio. So it's like I had to push through those like I don't want to paint moments. And then it's like created this kind of like I work faster now. I kind of separate myself from the tiredness and the idea. Like I got to get the idea done, even though I am maybe tired. Like, but yeah, it just make this year kind of because the stagnation is just making me go harder because I don't know what the next year is going to be like. So I got to just go hard.
What do you want for yourself, you know, in the future? What kind of artist do you want to be, or what do you hope to do, accomplish in the future as an artist?
Yeah. Well, I hope that in the future, well, I'm going to manifest this. Hopefully I'm going to have some money and I'm able to like make these ideas that I have come true. Like I want to, well, since as a kid, I didn't have any place to learn how to do art because in the hood, everything is getting canceled out, like all the extracurriculars, like somehow making school or classes or some kind of way to give back to the community, because I know it's some kids that is probably more fire than me that just don't have the outlet, you know?
What would you tell those kids? What would you tell those kids I mean, I was little and I knew I liked words, you know, and books and writing, and there was something in me. And there's kids now that are like, they're in the hood or, you know, and they have a passion and it's something that they want to do. And maybe the resources aren't there. What's the advice that you would give them?
I would say just keep trying to do it. There's going to be a lot of people that try to tell you it's not possible. Or like, I remember when I was in the third grade and I told my teacher I wanted to be an artist, and she was nice. She wasn't trying to be rude or anything or like put me down, but she was like, oh, artists don't exist anymore. That's old. Like,
what?
People don't paint anymore. Become an architect. That's like the new artist. They make money and I was like, oh, okay. So I just like don't listen to those kind of comments. Just kind of laugh those off like, huh. Okay, you can't do it. That's probably why you're telling me don't do it. And I didn't even know how to do it, but just follow your heart. And if you want to do it, you'll do it. I wasn't thinking I was going to make money off of it. I was just kind of doing it. I was thinking I'm going to have to find some other job. And I just know I love painting and I'll just keep doing it no matter what. But then, yeah, people start liking it too. Like it was all for me at one point and then it became for the world.
That was painter Troy Chu speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. You can see his artwork at Two Spaces in San Francisco. His solo show, Yada Demin, is running at Cult, and he's featured at the Altman Siegel Gallery.